Okay, we are up to Shoftim Perek Yud Gimel. As we start the story of Shimshon, for the next four prakim, we'll be talking about Shimshon, really the last major story in Sefer Shoftim regarding a Shofet. At the end, we will have the stories of Pilegish Begiva and Pesal Micha, but Shimshon is really the last major Shofet, right? Considered on different lists. Eli is considered a Shofet, Shmuel Hanavi is also considered a Shofet, but really Shimshon is the last one. Here, Perek Yud Gimel, which is the Haftorah for Parshas Naso, which relates to Nazirus, as Shimshon was a unique type of Nazir, as we're going to talk about over the next couple of days, that this Perek introduces us, Bnei Yisrael, again, fall, and they do Ra in the eyes of Hashem, and they serve the Plishtim for 40 years, Arba'im Shana, that's a long time, and a man from Tzara'ah, very close to here, right, very close to Tzara'ah, Mishmachas Hadani from Shevet Dan, his name was Manoach, his wife was an Akara, and she did not have any children. A Malach Hashem appears to the woman and says, you're an Akara, but you're going to have a child. You cannot drink wine. You cannot eat any davar tameh, and your child that you will have, he shall never get a haircut. He will be a Nazir Elokim, and he will save Am Yisrael from the Plishtim. That's the forecast that is given to Eshes Manoach. She runs home to her husband and says, I just saw a Malach. I just saw an Ish Elokim. Right? I saw a holy man. Who is he? What? And I don't know what to do. So the man says, let's daven, and we'll see him again. So they daven, and he appears again. And the same, as we'll talk about, is told to the woman. Both times the Malach appears to the woman and not to the man. And they hurry, and he says, well, we want a proof that this is going to happen, is going to be correct. So they take some gedi izim, animal skin, and a karban mincha. They put it on the rock. As we have by Gidon earlier, a fire comes down from heaven, burns it up, and that proves to Manoach and his wife that this is the truth, and this is going to be the start of a Yeshua. And at the end of our parak, we have Shimshon born. She has a baby. They call him Shimshon. He grows up, and he has a Ruach Hashem on him, and he is between Sarah and Eshtaol, just down the road from here. So this is the parak that we are introduced really to the background of Shimshon. We don't really get the Shimshon. We won't talk so much about Shimshon's personality today. That'll be for next time when we get into some of his actions. But we are introduced to Shimshon here. Okay, so now let's get back to the beginning of the parak. Vayhi ish echad mitzara mimishpachas hadani ushmo manoach. Right, his name is Manoach. Shemo Manoach. There is a Medrash. The Medrash tells us in Bamidbar Rabbah, Harashaim Kodmim Lishmam. A Rasha, their name comes before their shame. What does that mean? The word shame. Naval Shemo. Golias Shemo. When it says their name in Tanakh, first it says the name and then it says Shemo. Naval Shemo. Golias Shemo. Sheva ben Michri Shemo. But Sadikim, the word shame comes before who they are. Ushmo Elkanah. Ushmo Yishai. Ushmo Boaz. Ushmo Mordechai. And here, Ushmo Manoach. Domin lo baron. Similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ushmo Ushmi Hashem. What's the message? What the shame by tzaddikim, the word shame, the name comes first, and by Rishoyim, their actual name, says the Musar HaNeviim, Ein shame prati l'baal chai ki im la'adam bilvad. We know animals don't have specific names. I mean, people could give them names. They could call their dog whatever they want, but really, it's just dog. All dogs are dog. All giraffes are giraffe, even if you would give it a name. People aren't people. Every person has a name that defines, that's given to them at birth. And the shame that we are given reflects our uniqueness and chashivus. And the tzaddik is always nervous about his chashivus, of trying to build up his name, build up his shame tov. And that's why it says the word shame by tzaddikim before their actual name. Ushmo Manoach, Ushmo Boaz, etc. Tzaddikim are just interested in Rishayim are just interested in themselves. They're just interested in themselves. Their name, right? Rasha doig tamid al tovas gufan mitovas shmo, and that's why who tamid kodim lishmo. That's the Medrash that is stated here by Bidra Rabba, explained by the Moser HaNeviim. But again, the shame is something that is significant, as it says in Pirkei Avos, right? The three kesarim that were given to Klal Yisrael, Keser Torah, Keser Kahuna, Keser Malchus, but Keser Shem Tov Ola Gabeim. The Keser Shem Tov is above all. So, Shmo Manoach, his name is Manoach, the Ishto Akara V'lo Yalada. And his wife is barren, she did not have a baby, V'lo Yalada. The wife of Manoach seems to be somebody special, in that both times that the Malach Hashem appears, the Malach does not appear to Manoach. Both times the Malach appears to Eshes Manoach. And in her zchus, then she calls Manoach and Manoach comes over. So that makes it even fascinating that the Navi doesn't even give her name. All we know her as is Eshes Manoach. That's it. The Gemara tells us her name, though. The Gemara in Bava Basra tells us her name, not such a common name, Tzalalponis. That's the name of Eshes Manoach. That's where the Gemara gives a couple of unusual names. Who was the mother of Avraham, the wife of the mother of Shimshon, Tzalalponis, Va'achse Nashin. And his sister was Nashin. We also happen to know Shimshon's sister's name. Why do we need to know that for? And then the Gemara ends off a continuation, very unusual line. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? What do we have to know his name for, his sister's name for? L'tshuvas haminim, to answer the heretics. That's the Gemara. That's it. What does that mean, l'tshuvas haminim? Says the Rashbam, sheshoalin lanu yoter be'elu minashim acheros, kedefrishas. They're going to ask us what the names are. V'nameshiva lem shemasu lanu nevi'im ba'peh. Oh, we know their names. Yeah, what does that mean? We have to know Shimshon's name and Shimshon's sister's name. That's in order to be known for Tshuvas Haminim. What exactly? What does that mean? So there is an amazing Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov writes in Parshas Lech Lecha, basically explaining this Gemara. He says, "What's pshat of this Gemara that you have to his sister and you have to know his name?" So Rabbi Yaakov, first of all, he notes the Rashi there. The Rashi by in Lech Lecha by Hagar has a very similar lashon to what the Malach Hashem says here. We didn't read it yet, but the Malach Hashem, just read the next pasuk for a second. Vayir Malach Hashem Elohisha. The Malach Hashem appears to the woman. Vayomer Ela says, "Hineinoch ata kara v'lo yalat varis yalada bein." You're going to have a child. The same exact lashon appears by Hagar. When the Malach Hashem appears to Hagar, mother of Yishmael, Hinach Harav Yeladiz Bain. And Rashi there quotes our pasuk here. What's the connection? You're going to get pregnant, you're going to pray, you're going to have a child, you're going to have a child. The focus, says of Yaakov Kamenetsky, because we're emphasizing the greatest Yishmael, you would think one of the enemies of Am Yisrael throughout history, who's, what's his power? Powers with the sword, powers with physical, so we might make him godly. And even Shimshon, who was known as Shimshon HaGibor, we emphasize they're born of people. They're born of a mother and a father. We do not believe in some type of birth with God, as other religions do. So he says, that's the pshat of the Tshuvas Haminim. We give the name of Shimshon's mother. And we even say, you know what? He even had a sister. And that's Tshuvas Haminim, says Rabbi Yaakov, to emphasize, he comes from a family. He might be a gibor, but being godly doesn't mean you come from God. A person can reach that level, right? The same vart that they say over by Moshe Rabbeinu. Why, at the beginning of Shmos, do we have Moshe Rabbeinu's anonymous parents? It doesn't say Amram and Yocheved. It says there was an Ishmi, Bas Levi, takes a Bas Levi, and they have a child. It doesn't say anything. To emphasize, the Mefarshim explained that Moshe Rabbeinu came from parents, the greatest leader that we had. But that's what Rabbi Yaakov says here, and that's the pshat of Tshuvas Haminim. Many times Minim sometimes mean Notzrim. They mean the Christians who believe otherwise. Even the word, how do we call the Christians in Hebrew? The Notzrim, Notzar. Notzar means to be formed and created. So we emphasize in the name that we give them that, no, you are Notzrim, meaning everybody is born of a mother. Omna kfiya nireh, says Rabbi Yaakov, haminim shema notzrim, ta'anuk shanu la'ango la'hem alasha amru shenisabra v'ruo kodesh. They say there was an immaculate conception. Says we say chas v'shalom, there was never such a thing. Right, and even Shimshon, who is a gibor and so strong, still, he is someone who has physical parents. But anyway, this is a special woman, as we just said, Tzalalponis, Malach Hashem. There isn't a story quoted in the Kamosi Shalal Rav here at the end of the parak on page Shin Mem Hey, story of the Ustravser, quoted in the Meir Eini Chachamim. There was a story of one of his Chasidim that came to the Rebbe and he was heartbroken. He says to the Meir Yechiel Halevi, the Ustravser, he says he's had a number of children, Rachman al-Islam, they all died very young. stillborns, terrible. So he says, you know what, I give you a bracha, that you should have another child, and the only thing I ask of you is to name the child from a name in the parsha of the week that the baby is born. She says, okay, wonderful. Baruch Hashem, his wife gets pregnant, his wife has a baby, but by that time the Rebbe had already died. And he was born, Parshas Naso. Parshas Naso, you look through all Parshas Naso. There's no girl names. Who are you going to name? He didn't know what to do. There's no names. So finally he's looking. He says, okay, how about the Haftorah? Haftorah. Eshes Manoach. I can't name him Eshes Manoach. Oh, I'll name him Salaponis. V'kachave, he named her Salaponis, and she lived, Baruch Hashem. That chassid later on came to Eretz Yisrael and told over the story to one of the rebbes in Eretz Yisrael, and he says, oh, look at the Chachmish Shlomo on that Gemara, Baba Basra, Tzadi Aleph, that quotes the name of Salaponis. He writes one lashon, Matzasi Sashem Zeh Hu Tov Mipnei Ruach Ra. This name saves from Ruach Ra. So the Marshal said it there in Baba Basra, and it's a story that came true later on in history when this chassid wanted to be able to help out his child and have a child that stays alive. Okay. We continue. So the Malach Hashem appears to the woman, Vayomer Ela, Hatina, Hinena, listen, you're gonna have a child, and Hishamrina, you have to be careful. V'yaltishti yayin v'shechar, don't drink wine or any intoxicating beverage. V'yaltochli kol tamei, don't eat anything that's tamei. Why? Because you're going to have a child who's going to be a nazir. Lo ya'ale al rosho, ki nazir, a mora le'ale al rosho, he's never going to be able to cut his hair. Ki nazir elohim yeh na'ar ala min abaten, v'hu yachel lohoshiyas yisrael miyad plishtim. That's what this Malach Hashem tells over to Eshes Manoach. The Radakir has two deos here. He says, what does it mean? Hishamrina. Be careful. Valtishi yayin v'seichar valtochli kol tamei. What does it mean, be careful from? So he says, Pashas, I would have said, this is being careful from becoming tamei. Because after all, he's going to be a nazir, and the three halachas of a nazir. Can't cut his hair, can't drink wine, and can't touch something tamei. So he says, that's what I would have said, but he says, but if you look in the Gemara, the Chazal say that Nazir Shimshon is different than other Naziris. Nazir Shimshon only has two out of the three halachas. He's allowed to become tamei. Let's say somebody accepts upon themselves, I want to be a nazir like Shimshon. So, the Gemara says, Nazir Daftalin, Kabbalah biyadam ki Shimshon nitzma lemesim. Shimshon became tamei lemesim. Ula divrehem, that he says, al tishti yayin v'sheichar, pirishi shamrina. The pasuk is not saying three things. Be careful, and don't drink wine, and don't eat davar tamei, and he's not going to get a haircut. He says, no, it's all explaining. Machlokes, the pashas of the pasuk might mean even tuma, but Chazal tell us that Shimshon himself was someone who was matami lemesim. He was matami lemesim. But there is the mother though is commanded, don't drink any wine. V'otochli kol tamei. Why? Because soon you're gonna have a son. So what happens next? She runs to her husband. V'tavo isha v'tamo elisha lemor. Isha elokim bo elai. There was a man that came and a godly man, and he looked like a malach elokim. I didn't ask him who he was, and he said you're gonna have a child. And he should be a nazir. Meshachachma. There's one extra word here. Usually we have the word lemor in the Torah when Hashem tells Moshe to tell Am Yisrael something. But here, what do we have? Vatavo ha'isha vatomer li'isha lemor. The woman says to her husband, lemor. Saying, what do you mean? What's she lemor? Lemor is usually to tell somebody else. So the Meshachachma, the end of Naso, on the Haftorah says, this lemor is different. This lemor means to publicize. That's what lemor usually means. It means to publicize. So what is being publicized here? If you look closely, says the Meshechachma, when she repeats to her husband, she repeats that she's going to have a child, but she does not repeat the last line, that he's going to be a savior for Am Yisrael over the Plishtim. Because that part of it had to be kept secret, or else the Plishtim would hear about it. But this idea that she's going to have a child, people would start saying, who is this child? She's an Akara, she can't have children. So lemor, it's to publicize the nace that is going to take place, that the Malach Hashem just told all of them what's going to happen, and that's going to bring a Kiddush Hashem if she publicizes that. So that's the word lemar to publicize this. Good. What happens next? V'yata Manoach Hashem v'yomar. Not Manoach davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, please send it back. Please send them back. Isha lokim asher shalachta. Yavana od eleinu. Let him come back v'yoreinu. Let him teach us what we should do with the child that is going to be born. Vayishka lohim b'kol Manoach. Hashem listens to Manoach. So Hashem listens to Manoach, sends the Malach back, and what happens? They run, appears to hit with the woman again, and she runs to get her husband. The husband comes, and the Malach again basically seems to repeat the same exact thing that the first time was said. The Malach tells her what to do, and then Manoach says, "What are we supposed to do?" And again, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Mikol Asher Amarti Ela Isha Tishamer, Mikol Asher Yetzi Migefen Hayin Lo Tochal, don't eat, and she couldn't drink wine and intoxicating beverages. Ask Rav Schwab, we mentioned this in other contexts, in Mayim Beis HaShueva. Mimanavshach, what didn't they know yet? The woman told the husband exactly what the Malach told her. And then what happened? So they asked for the Malach to come back. The Malach comes again. And then the Malach tells them the same exact thing. Says Rav Schwab, no, you don't understand. If you look at the details, then the word tochal can mean she will eat or you will eat, right? Or the baby will eat. So when it says, I told him, because she ate me given a yain lo tochal, you know what's being answered? You know what the question was? Manoach was asking the Malach, we're supposed to have a child who's a Nazir. We're supposed to give him this certain type of chinuch. How are we supposed to give him this special type of chinuch if we're not them? The best way to teach is by example, says Manoach to the Malach Hashem. So how are we supposed to bring up this very special child who's going to be a Nazir Lelokim if we're not Nazirim? You know what the Malach answers? That's exactly right. You have to become a Nazir. Your wife can't drink wine. Your wife can't become Tamei Meis. Your wife has to go through these motions because you're exactly right. He says, "Shai tamua be'enav ech yitzav Hakadosh Baruch Hu la'av legadel olchanich ben Nazir bekedusha nosefes ubirim nosafim im ein hu ba'atzmo Nazir." So you know what he answers him? You're right. Mikol asher amarti ela isha, everything that I told your wife, Tisha Mer, you have to do it. Because you're going to have to be the model. Because that's how a parent, if a parent says, do as I say and not as I do, says that's the end. That's the end. The child will see right through the parent. The parent has to do exactly what they want for the child to do. So that is the Rav Schwab right here on Parshas Naso. So that's what he says. This idea of the parent and the mother making sure she doesn't become Tamei is also related to the halachic topic, which we've spoken about in the past, and that's the sex fake of the Rokeach. The Rokeach in Hilchus Avelus, in Hilchus Tumas Kohanim, discusses his sex fake of an Ashes Kohen pregnant going to a cemetery. Could a pregnant Ashes Kohen go to a cemetery? An Ashes Kohen could go to a cemetery. No problem. She is not mitzuveh in Tumas Meis. But the Ashes Kohen, what if she's pregnant with a Kohen boy? So a Kohen boy cannot go into a cemetery. So that's the sfek sfek of the Rokeach. It's mutter. Why? Maybe it's a girl. And even if it's a boy, maybe it's going to be a stillborn. So more than 50% is okay, so therefore she could go in. And there's a huge discussion. The Shach quotes this Rokeach, but the Magen Avraham and many, many others talk about this. Isn't it Tumah Belua? He's swallowed up in the mother. How can you say that there's a concept of preventing him from becoming Tameh at this point? Again, many, Rav Elchanan gets into the act, everybody gets involved, but here are the roots of the idea. The roots of an idea here is that the Malach Hashem tells Eishas Manoach, stay away from Tumah. Stay away from Tumah, even though it's only an issue of pregnancy. Okay, so Manoach says to the Malach Hashem after he gets these instructions, Natsra Nozcha, could you please stay here a little bit? Gidi Izim, stay for lunch. Stay for lunch, we'll give you some food. If I stay, I will not eat your bread. If you want to give an animal, give it as a carbon. Manoach didn't know he was a Malach Hashem. So the Malach Hashem was saying, no, I'm sorry. Ask the Be'er Moshe, for Moshe Epstein, in his commentary here. He says, why did this Malach Hashem act differently than by Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu, they accepted, they pretended to eat, it was fine, and all of a sudden here he says, no way, I'm not eating, what's the difference? So he explains, Avram Avinu, let's go back a step, Hachnosis Archim, the root of Hachnosis Archim, he writes beautifully, is to really figure out what the Oreach wants, not what I want to give the Oreach. What does the guest really want? If we know the Oreach's in a rush, I got to give him some quick food. If we know he's relaxed and he's interested in a big meal, I have to give him a big meal. Avram Avinu, if you look closely at the words there, he thought they were going to leave. Right? What does he say? Right? Sadu libchem v'achar tovoru. Quickly, he was going to get him some quick food. Once he saw that they were staying, that's when he started making them the meat and everything. But here, what does it say? Natural. Stop! He was saying, stop! So it's a little bit, says the Ber Moshe, of the Malchus, that's not Hachnasa Zarachim. Hachnasa Zarachim is where you're interested in what I want. Find out for me if I'm sticking around first. So it says that's why possibly he didn't stay and eat and treat him in the same way, because it wasn't as thoughtful, so to speak, of the Arachim themselves. So he says, I'm not eating. So the Manoach says to the Malach, okay, what's your name? Mishamecha, what's your name? Kiyavu dvarecha v'chibadnucha. What's your name? So then when your nevuah comes true, we can publicize it, we can say great things. And the Malach Hashem says, Lama zet tishalashmi. Same thing that the Malach told Yaakov in Parashat Vayishlach. Why are you asking me my name? V'hu peli. It's peli, meaning it's hidden. It's constantly changing. I'm a Malach. You didn't get it yet. But I'm a Malach, meaning I don't have a name. Whatever Hashem sends me as the Shlichus, that's my name. Whatever a name is a mission. So whatever mission HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, the Sefer Hikaram talks about this, that the name of a Malach is not the Kavua. Right? It's just whatever is the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does Manoach do? He takes the Gedi Izim and he takes the Mincha, he puts it on a rock. He puts it on a rock and all of a sudden, boom! Mafli lasos. What happens? A fire comes down from heaven and burns it up. Mafli lasos. So Manoach v'ishto roim, Manoach and ishto see it, and all of a sudden, oh, they're scared. Manoach v'ishto roim, but you blow up an amartza. They fall on their faces. They fall on their face. What's going on here? Says the Malbim. Only now they fell on their faces. Not the first time, because the first time they didn't realize he was a Malach Hashem. But all of a sudden now they realize that the Malach, he disappears. He doesn't walk away. He disappears. He goes up with the fire. So now all of a sudden, like, oh my, what's going to happen? And they say, and the Manoach says to his wife, we're dead, forget it, we're finished. And his wife says, calm down, honey. He wouldn't have done that and given us that message if he was just trying to kill us and if we would have died. So trust him and trust me. And that is what is done. So what happens? She has a child and she calls him Shimshon, Vayigdal Hanar, and he gets older. And Hashem blesses him with a tremendous koach. Where does the name Shimshon come from? What is Shimshon? So if you look in the Gemara in Sota Daf Yud says it's from Shmo Kishem Hashem. Just like he protects, so too the HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the world. Right? Just like he's parallel, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Gemara says in Sota on Daf Yud. The Shemesh protects us. Shimshon is going to protect us. Other than that, Barbanella has another couple of suggestions. He's a Shamash of Hashem, just like the sun is a Shemesh, but he's a Shamash. He's a servant of God, or alluding to the Shimamon, the desolation that's going to happen to the Plishtim after Shimshon gets through with them. But again, this is something that is laying the groundwork for what we're going to talk about, one of the most enigmatic and intriguing figures, really, in all of Tanakh. He was a Shofet, but we have here at the end of our parsha, at the end of our parak, V'tochel Ruach Hashem l'fa'amo b'machanot, the Ruach Hashem is in him. But as we're going to see, he's going to have a downfall also. He's a great Shofet and a great leader, but his eyes are going to get knocked out, as we're going to see, and he's going to follow his eyes with a number of Plishti women. So again, he's one of the most enigmatic figures, but it's something very, very special. Just one last thought, and that is the word Mafli Lasos. We're obviously thinking about Asher Yatzar when we see that, right? Mafli Lasos. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Chaim and Siman Vav, when he talks about the different pshatim of Mafli Lasos, the Ramah, after giving five pshatim of what the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says, and I think Mafli Lasos means when you have the guf and the neshama together. How a guf and neshama work together, that's Mafli Lasos. That's pretty amazing. That's wondrous how the neshama stays in the guf and they coexist. So that's what happened here. They put the physical food of the Gdi and the Mincha on the rock, and all of a sudden a spiritual fire came down from heaven and ate it up. That's the Mafli Lasos. That's the physical and the spiritual coming together. That's where the Chazal got it from, to be Mesakein that in the Bracha. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in Kuf Lamed Beis on the mitzvah of lighting a fire on the Mizbeach. Every day there's a mitzvah to light the fire. We mentioned this a few Prakim ago. He says, even though a fire comes down from heaven every day, right, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, it's our mitzvah to cover it up. It's our mitzvah to cover up the nes that occurs. Right, there's no open fire coming down from heaven except for three times in history. Three times in history a fire came down from heaven. Two of them we have had in Sefer Shoftim. Two of them. We had Yom Shmini Shalom Iluim, right? We have Yom Shmini Shalom Iluim, right? Nadav and Aviyu. We have Gidon. We had back in Perek Vav when he asked, give me a sign, right? And the fire came down, and right here, and Manoach, right? Those are the only ones that were seen. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. So Baruch Hashem, we've now been through both in Sefer Shoftim. As your next time, we get into the start of the story and the personality of Shimshon himself. Okay, we'll stop here.